Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Dana Wickens, Wicks on the Sticks. Brett Morris, Brett on the Fret.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Thank you for joining us on this DCM 21.
Yeah.
First in L.A.
First in L.A.
Kicking off.
First of its name.
First of its name. Kicking off this Inner Sanctum run. So thank you all for being here.
So for anyone who maybe is not familiar with this show and just like, yeah, I'll go check it out. What we do is an improvised musical. Everything we do is made up. We've never done it before. We could never do it again.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to do it with our lovely family band and also a wonderful guest.
Yes.
One of everyone's favorites. A comedy pal, a hilarious dude, and just a dream of a guy. Please welcome Carl Tuck. And now... And now we're going to sit down. It's a podcast.
Woo! Way to open up the festival.
I know. Just a nice, calm sit. The sun beaming through.
Whoa,
really right feels in. Like
here,
theater.
Angle to me. I want to see. Not you. Just Jessica. So I can read her lips for the entire thing. Ooh, water delivery.
Oh, wow. We got water flying in. Give
water
it up for water flying in.
Give it up for water.
Well, those are
DCM, more like...
You can do it. You can do it.
More like MDC.
Okay. Very good. That was Mark David Christensen, ladies and gentlemen.
So, we're just chatting sports.
Okay.
Backstage, we were just chatting sports because the U.S. women's team won their World Cup match today.
Okay.
I'm very excited about.
All right.
Hell yeah.
We love our country, even if we don't know a lot about soccer.
Yeah, I'm just excited for them. I love it. I love the World Cup. I don't love sports all the time. I love them when they have big stakes. You know, it's like coming in and only watching like a series finale.
Yeah.
You love sports all the time.
I like sports, but I also kind of feel the same way. Okay. I'm not watching like a regular season baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Colorado Rockies. Sorry if you're from those places, but I'm not supporting those teams. Those are boring games.
I'm going to say a not controversial statement. There's too much baseball.
Yeah.
There's too much.
162 games.
Too much.
There's too much baseball, but there's not enough very good mascots.
Yes.
Japan is wiping the floor with us in the mascot game.
Well, we have...
Okay.
Gritty.
We have Gritty.
I mean, he's not baseball.
Philadelphia is representing.
Yeah, it's not Philly. I mean, it's not baseball, but it is a mascot.
Right.
That-
I mean, we have the Fanatic. The Fanatic is also a trash Muppet, much like Gritty. So they're both very, very good. Those are good mascots.
In basketball, the Clippers, we have Chuck the Condor.
That's
that
pretty
right?
good for a bird that I think no longer lives in California because we killed it to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, we ate it. We ate it. But
I thought we saved a few. We were like, we'll keep a few. We'll keep a few. Didn't we save a few?
My God, I hope we saved a few.
I think we saved a few condors. And I think a California condor is a big one.
It's a big bird.
Do not quote me on this. Like, I think it's bigger than a reg condor.
Well, the one at the Clipper games is like 6'2".
What?
he wears a 213 jersey. It's really cool.
Oh, area code.
When he first came out, people didn't want to deal with it. It was like, get this shit out of here. But now everybody's like, Chuck, throw me a t-shirt.
Has that always been what the Clippers mascot
is? No, that was new after the rebrand.
Okay. After we got rid of the very bad owner, have him?
After we got rid of the very bad owner.
Okay.
And got the nice billionaire.
Okay.
It's so hard to find a nice billionaire these days.
Yeah.
When you find one, you gotta hold on tight.
And ask him. We cut to a beautiful ballroom where speed dating for the very, very rich is happening.
Not one hedge fund, a whole maze of hedge funds.
Hello.
It's a hedge fund maze. I'm a billionaire, but I'm cool about it. I'm only telling you because we're all billionaires. I'm not bragging about, oh no. That's our time.
And I'm a gold trader, not like individual bars of gold. I own the concept of gold, and I trade it to the market, and I sort of allow them to trade, and I take a percentage. My life is fine. Oh shit, that's our time. Also a billionaire, and
that's our time.
Hello, my name is Rick, and I own planes. Not just one plane, but all of the planes.
All of the planes.
If you've ever flown on a plane, I own it. Please don't make a mess of the bathroom. Please throw your napkin. Oh, that's my time. My time.
I only wish that I could buy a little more time, but it seems like time is the one thing money can't buy.
Oh, what would it be if I could use my funds to give more time to everyone? That's our time. That's our time.
My name is Jason.
My name is Claire.
My name is Rick.
And we are billionaires.
Jason, Rick, something wild just occurred to me.
Sure.
What if instead of adhering to the rules of this speed dating, the three of us just continued to have fun together?
Claire, I love it.
Okay.
We came in here thinking, these are the rules of the speed dating game. We come here, we're going to have whatever time they give us, we're going to talk, and then we're going to be done.
Hold on, wait a second, you two. I didn't become a billionaire by not following the rules.
That's true. That's true, Rick.
All of us
using the same opportunity that everyone has, casually became billionaires.
Everyone knows that a billionaire is just a normal person who's worked very, very hard.
Sure.
The way to the top is easy to see, 'cause everyone can do it, you and also me. It's as easy as if you start by picking fruit. The first step is you pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Your bootstraps.
Everyone can climb the same old ladder. I was sad, but maybe you could be sadder. But don't be sad, just get up on the rung. You can do the step, but you start with step one by your bootstraps.
Hard work and your bootstraps.
I once had a pair of boots.
Sure.
And I put them right on my feet.
Me too.
And I went out and I met some new friends.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, this was a nice meet. But then they left me and they went and made a lot of money. And I said, well, what do I gotta do? And they said, you look at those things on your feet. Take the straps and pull up your boot.
Bootstraps. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
If you're not wearing a boot, you gotta do something about that. And then you pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Now, yes, of course, my father was a billionaire, and his father also was a billionaire.
Safety net. I should say that or else I'd regret. And also nepotism played a role.
And also I am white.
Yes.
Mine came a little harder. My grandma was the first lady in the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rick, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was so incredible that they gave her the team. And now I own it.
Our stories are the same. We picked ourselves up by
our bootstraps. 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 Spencer?
What?
Curtis?
Yeah.
I just feel like our boots aren't moving, you know? We started this small business, mm-hmm. Three dear friends, selling boots that recycle materials, and all the proceeds go to children.
Yeah. A company like Three Dear Friends? Of course.
And I just feel like it's not going to be enough. Something we're doing isn't going to be enough. Like, it's almost like not everyone needs boots all the time. I don't know.
I think it's our business model.
Curtis.
This is 2042, and children have become the evil overlords of the world. When we had the idea back in college, children were great. They were cute.
How could we have known that when you had a baby and you posted a picture of them every month on Instagram, laying on a blanket with a circle around the months that they were, that led them to believe they had untenable power? Yeah. We couldn't have known.
Then they secreted that power, and now they sort of do.
Oh, shh, here comes a child.
Excuse me. My turtle got away. Have any of y'all seen a turtle around here?
No, child, we haven't.
Because if any one of you is hiding a turtle from me, I will bury you in the fucking ground.
We know, child. We know, child.
Okay.
Young is good and good is young. Good day to you.
Young is good and good is young. Good day.
Good day.
Oh, my gosh.
That was close.
Oh, it was too close.
How do you lose a turtle?
Spencer, we don't get to ask them these big questions.
I don't know, Shannon. I mean, I think our company is... We meant well when we started it, right?
Sure, when we started, kids were good.
Yeah, kids were good. Now they're not. Well, so what are we supposed to do? Change what the company does? We already started it. How would we even do that? Can we do that? Shouldn't we just do that? We should just do that, right?
Wait. Shh, here comes another child.
Oh, hello.
Oh, young is good and good is
young. I was following a butterfly. Is it now here?
I'm sorry, your shortness. I have not seen a butterfly anywhere.
Okay, well, if it comes by, you tell him I'm looking for it, and I want to stare at it, and I want to ask it for wishes.
Tell the butterfly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I stutter?
No.
You didn't stutter.
No, sorry.
You didn't stutter.
Because if you don't tell that butterfly that I want wishes, I will bury you in the fucking woods.
We understand. All is good and good is young.
All is good as good as young.
I'm getting out of here with my hoop and a stick.
That was close.
That was real
too close.
You almost got buried in the ground, and I almost got buried in the woods.
And I'd have to watch both of y'all be buried.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we weren't like this when we were kids, were we?
No. We were like, they told us that we had the future, and then we didn't have the future anymore because new kids had the future. And those kids are bad.
You think at some point they won't have the future? If the future is for children, if children are the future, what happens when the children get older and there's new children?
I believe the children get the future, but what happens when the future is now? I believe the children get the future, but what happens when the future is now? Children get the future, but what when the future is now?
Oh no, guys, there's another kid.
Oh no, here he comes.
Hey, what are y'all singing about?
How you have the future.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing to sing about. Make sure you sing it and sing it nice.
You got the future.
Even when the future is not the future.
Let me hear that melody again.
You got the future.
I believe the children
get the future.
Even when the future isn't the future, you can also have the past and the present.
That's right.
I believe the children get the future, but also the future now and the future then.
Yeah.
Please don't bury us.
If you don't stop singing, I'm gonna bury you in the ground, in the woods, and what else can I bury you in? The ocean. I'll tie a rock to your shoes.
Oh no!
And I'll bury you. I'll take a snorkel and use a shovel, and then I'll have to come up for air, but then I'll go back down. Wait, I can't swim yet. I'm a child.
Children in the future. I believe the children.
What did you just say?
I said I can't swim yet.
Hey!
Oh.
Kid, it's okay. There's still so much time for you.
Drowning,
I believe the children are the future, but what happens when the future is now?
kind of offensive to say to someone's face, you don't have to be the way you are.
Wait, no, she's got a point. I'm a kid, so I'm easily influenced.
I knew it!
Hey, maybe I'll just go learn to swim and stop burying adults.
Hey.
Leave the children, get the future. But the future's not now. I have our new business model.
Everyone settle down.
Wait, I'm like, I'm trying to, can someone else get this freaking Capri Sun?
Yeah, I'm trying to poke through it with this. No, I need an adult. I need an adult to open this Capri Sun.
What would you like, my dear?
I want you to open this Capri Sun, and if you don't do it, I'll bury you in the desert.
Oh, okay, here you go. Young is good and good is young.
Young is good and good is young. Okay, everyone have their snack? Everyone use the bathroom already.
Don't tell me to go to the bathroom.
Don't tell me not to tell you to go to the bathroom.
Fine. Go. Go.
Listen, someone's making kids learn to swim and grow up at their own rate and not be kids anymore and be sort of, I don't know, what's the word? Empathetic. They're learning empathy.
Where'd you guys hear that?
We saw it. We were at the beach because we were yelling at these adults who are trying to play beach volleyball. And we were like, keep playing. We're going to bury you in that sand. And then we saw this kid swimming, not yelling at a single adult.
Just swimming, having a great old time out there, doing something that looked like it wasn't quite the doggy paddle, but it certainly wasn't a breaststroke.
He was working on it.
Well, it sure wasn't me. I've never heard of that.
What a weird thing to say.
Yeah, wait a second.
Wait a second.
Kalaya.
Yeah?
Future names.
Yeah.
You were late for this meeting, and you're sopping wet.
And you got sand in your toes.
Yeah, I'm covered in Capri Sun.
Oh. Whew. Wait, Kalaya, why'd you do a weird phew motion?
That was just... because I'm real sweaty, you know? This hideout is hot.
Yeah.
Are you a liar, Kalaya? Are you lying to me? Are you a liar, Kalaya? Are you lying to me?
Cause I would watch you squirm, and I would watch you try.
Talking about, you guys are so scary, I'm gonna shout. I was just standing outside trying to open up my pouch of juice.
It's called a Capri Sun, everyone knows.
Oh,
there's something you're hiding, there's something you won't show. If you were really telling us the truth, you wouldn't be scooting like back like you do. Are you a liar, Kalaya? Are you lying to me?
Juice is, we walk the walk. We can tell what's labeled on the little juice box.
I promise you is
not. What's this?
Oh.
What's this box of juice, Kalaya?
Juicy juice.
Yeah, okay, that one's right. Well, what about this one?
High C.
Okay. What about this one? It's old and green and Slimer the ghost is on it. It's very old.
That one's called the, oh, fuck.
It's called Ecto Cooler. Are you a liar, Kalaya? Are you lying to me? Are you a liar, Kalaya? We all know Ecto Cooler can hide and seek.
I'll take off, but I'll be back.
No, don't come back.
Oh, no, I'll be back.
No, we're telling you.
We don't want you to come back. You're not invited to our birthday party.
I have a lot of belongings left here that I have to take with me.
Take them now. We'll wait. Take them now.
I don't have anywhere to put them. My bike's in the shop.
We will get you a backpack. Take them now.
Take my backpack. Here.
I can take your backpack, the L.L. Bean with your name on it?
Yeah, well, you gotta bring it back. It was a birthday present.
Well, so then I have to come back.
No, don't come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't come back!
You can use my backpack that doesn't have my name on it.
JanSport?
Yeah, you can take my JanSport. You can fill up all your stuff and you can leave and never come back.
Wait, JanSport, are you saying it doesn't have your name because it doesn't have another JanSport written on it? Your
name mine is JanSport. And so...
You know, future names.
Yeah, no, I know. Me, JanSport, I found this in my grandmother's attic. Oh. And I thought, that's my name.
Yeah, take it.
You can take this JanSport because I am JanSport and JanSport is me.
Fine. But I'll never forget you, JanSport.
Good.
Or you either CLS, it's your initials on your LL Bean backpack.
Mm-hmm. Stands for Clamato, Lamato, Smamato. Oh.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Oh, it's just like, it's so hard to be a teen in this world.
How so? I mean, yes, but I didn't want to sort of like tell you why it is for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, for sure. The reason I think it's hard to be a teen in this world
okay.
is I'm only 4 years fresh out of being an evil overlord.
Right.
And now I'm kind of like, wait a second, that's all I've ever known. And now I'm expected to just like enter the workforce.
The workforce,
and,
yeah.
And by workforce, I mean like the subjects of the overlords.
Slavery.
I mean, it's just like a terrible situation.
It's not good, and it was weird that we sort of did it. You know?
I know.
Like,
And now, like, something that a bunch of us said when we were five somehow, like, has imprisoned the world.
Is it? I mean, we all can agree. It was a very bad system that we had from, like, 2102 to 2110, where the older you were, the more rules you got to make. That was a bad... What year is it now?
I thought it was, like, 2042.
2042.
Great. So I meant sort of 2031 to, like, 2035.
Well, listen, honestly, we didn't go to school because we went, nah.
Right.
So
they said, go to school, and we said, nah.
Nah.
What are you kids doing in this mall?
We're not kids. We're teens.
Oh, I know who you are. You tortured me. Look, I don't have an arm because of you.
Oh, right.
Right, we buried your arm in a scorpion
den.
When
we were kids.
Just
when
my
we
arm.
Were kids.
And why I did had the, to how lay did the there while my arm got
hey, can I ask you
scorpions.
A question?
Please.
Why'd you let us, dude? Like, why did the grown-ups suddenly, like, give over power?
Because we definitely physically could not have forced your arm into that scorpion.
No, I had to give you a lot of help.
Yeah.
It's like...
I basically did it to myself.
Yeah. I certainly don't want to negate that was horrible. And, like, oh my, I'm so sorry. Because now, like, I know any day I could get my arm put in a pit of scorpions. But it's just like, but we were small.
But here's the thing, like, could you? You would have to put your own arm in a pit of scorpions.
Yeah, I'd have to look at, well, I'd have to, like, look into the eyes of a child and, oh, they didn't want to look in the eyes of a child and say no.
That's why I'd let you guys do it.
Right.
Because it's just so hard, because they're so cute, and they do that little puppy face.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying we need to save ourselves. There's times we need to learn to say no to small children.
I just feel like we needed to not allow small children to become horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just riffing on parenting, but I'm not a parent, no. So.
Truly, who could know?
Who could know?
You guys got to get out of this mall. It's going to close soon.
All right. Fair.
Wait. It was that easy?
Yeah. Oh, when you're still, like, forming your opinions of the world, like, boundaries are helpful. Yeah. So you
just,
think...
Just out of curiosity, like, what's going on in here?
Yeah.
We're about to have a pageant.
A pageant?
Mm-hmm. In the mall?
Yeah.
Whoa.
A pageant.
Sick.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
Miss Golden Valley Mall, 2042.
Miss Golden Valley Mall.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Look at all these groans. Celebrating that they're grown.
Yeah. They're all... Easily in their, what, mid to late 40s?
This is a beautiful event.
It's a beautiful event. There are going to be tea sandwiches.
Oh, that's so nice. How tasteful.
That's great. Yeah. What is that also?
A tea sandwich?
Yeah.
A very tiny sandwich with the edges cut off, shaped like a triangle, with chicken salad or tuna or...
Just like I like them. I didn't even know.
Being adult is great, especially... When it's Miss Golden Valley Mall 2042 time.
This seems like a sort of relic of an older time where getting old was like a good thing.
Yeah.
Miss Golden Valley 2042. It could be you.
Whoa.
It could also be you.
That swanky announcer.
Miss Golden Valley 2042. Who will it be? It will be.
Could it be me?
It could be you.
Even though I'm not a woman.
Sure, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Could it be this guy?
It's naturally
been me.
Really?
I was Miss Golden Valley 2033, before you took my arm
9 years ago.
Miss Golden Valley 2042. It could be you.
It could be me.
It could be you.
It was me.
It was you. And it could still be you. Or we could circle back and still give it to you.
Could it be you?
It could be me. 'Cause it's Miss Golden
Vibe.
And now, all of the adults who feel sad about their lot in life can parade about and compete for a crown.
Hey.
Yes?
How old are you now?
Me?
Yeah.
Why, I'm 46.
Oh. Never mind. I thought you were someone else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who did you think I was?
No, you were talking.
Did you think it was this teen behind me?
Yeah.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm 16.
Well, you didn't sing, so I was gonna offer you to get into the... Do you have a song about Miss Golden Valley?
Me?
Like that 46-year-old man did?
Oh.
Is that what you do in this pageant? You sing a song that, like, a 46-year-old would
that
sing?
That's the entry application.
Oh.
You have to audition by singing a song about the competition.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I could give it a try.
Can you even sing, though?
I've never tried. No one's ever...
I've never heard you sing. I've only kicked you out of this mall.
Hey, take a deep breath.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You need to be a little closer to the microphone.
What?
You need to go closer to the microphone. That's too close. That's too far. Perfect.
Take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
Take a deep,
take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath,
take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, and take your stage and take your
back of the wall, turn around.
Miss Golden Valley, Miss Golden Valley. What is that feeling when you take a deep breath, take a deep breath, then you let it all out, you put it all out on the line? What is that feeling when you do it and you finally take the stage and you find your light? Well, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
Unless...
Wait, can I hear your Miss Golden Valley song?
Oh, from 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
From 2033.
It's been so many years, so many arms.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, I guess I could
if I
try
could...
it.
Hmm.
What does this mean to me? I've got two arms, not three. But I missed the Golden Valley, 2033. What does this mean to me? It could be you, but it's gonna be me. I'm gonna be Miss Golden Valley. It's 2033. And what do I see?
What do you
it's
see?
A 6-foot trophy. I'm gonna take home with me. I'm Miss Golden Valley. I miss Golden Valley. Oh, I miss Golden Valley. I miss Golden Valley.
Wow, I can see why you won.
That's incredible. I could never sing a song like that.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you could. I know you could. Try it, Lunchbox.
All right. Okay, I think I put my confidence up now. I just had to sing a little and get it out. But now it's time to fly. No, that was too much, and I was
going.
I gotta try, gotta try. Ooh, to be Miss Golden Valley as a teenage boy.
Take a deep breath.
I can't think of anything that would bring me more joy. So I'll just take a deep breath, take a deep breath, and hope the world understands. It's so hard to be the best woman when you're a man, but
take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
To be a woman than I thought.
Thank you. Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. But I am gonna try to be Miss Golden Valley. Try with everything I've got. And if my parents, who I tortured for years, come and support me with their cheers, maybe I can be better to the children I have. Later on, hypothetically, if I become a dad, all I gotta do is take a deep breath, take a deep breath. Okay, now I'm nervous again.
Yeah.
Stop right there, son. It's your dad. I have no eyes, so I can't see you. What a surprise.
Dad.
But I heard you were entering in the competition.
News travels fast.
Yeah, it's the future. So anytime you think, I think.
That's right, I forgot we're telepathically linked. Pathically linked, our brains.
Which makes it more sad that you took my eyes right out of my head.
Cause I felt it when I did it.
Man, we were so bad when we were kids. How can we make it right? How can we fix this thing?
Just
have we wasted too much time taking turns and trying to sing? If we take a deep breath, take a deep breath, and fix this all. If we take a deep breath, then we take a breath. What's the call? If we take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
Then what should I do?
I'll tell you what to do. Go be Miss Golden Valley 2042.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that was like really beautiful that your dad would like still love and support you even after you took his eyeballs out.
Yeah.
It like gives me hope for the future, you know, yeah. The future that isn't now, the future that like we don't have yet.
Right.
Like the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like this future.
Yeah.
Not even this future, which was the future when I started talking.
No,
and
backpack,
not even
I fully get it.
What's that?
Backpack, I fully get it.
I'm just coming at you hot with, like, future stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was your dad, who was a hologram.
Whoa! Holograms are so good these days, it's hard to tell if they're here or not.
Lunchbox, we gotta go.
Okay.
Wait a second. I just let you two stay in this mall an extra 5 minutes. Are you not entering the competition for Miss Golden Valley?
I'm tired of taking things from adults. It stops today. I don't want to assume I'd get the title. I'm sorry. That came out braggy. I'm not saying like...
Your song was very good.
No, I'm not saying like if I was in it, I would win. I'm just saying like I'm tired of being mean to adults. So like this Miss Golden Valley is like a beautiful thing that y'all have created to give yourself hope and purpose and light. And I'm like,
for you.
I'm going to get out of here. And instead...
I'm going to take something.
I'm going to track down...
From a child.
From a child. To our hoverboards. Did you hear that?
What?
There's like a friggin' hoverboard.
Hoverboards are for olds.
I know. That was so scary.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was scary.
Hey! I know you two told me never to come back here.
How come you're back here?
Because I want to warn you.
Kaya.
Kalaya.
Kalaya.
It's easy to remember. Kalaya, Jansport, Kulululumulu.
Clamato, Lamato, Slamato.
Clamato, Slamato. A normal future name.
I want to warn you too. There's been a shift in the dynamic.
Those words are outside of my vocabulary.
Tell us what they mean.
Yeah, tell us what they mean.
Tell us what they mean.
Or I'll bury you in a tundra.
When you tell us what they mean.
You know I hate ice.
You better explain it and not condescend to us.
All right, I'll tell you. Something bad is about to happen.
Oh.
To the kids.
Oh.
And I'll tell you who's going to do it.
Who?
It's gonna be.
Oh no! He got arrowed in the neck!
Oh no, a dart! Let me see.
Hold on, I wanna play with the dart! Give it to me! I'll put it in my neck!
No, that's a terror! Don't do that!
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Fine, do it.
Okay.
Oh,
I shouldn't have done it.
Give me that dart. They're always taking things. Okay, Jansport, you saw two kids get taken out by this dart. But you really want to put this dart in your neck. But you saw two kids go to sleep because of this dart. But you really want to put this dart in your neck. Oh, just a little dart. If I don't put the dart in my neck, when they wake up, if they had cool dreams, I'll be left out.
Hello, it's me, your imaginary friend of the darts.
Oh, cool. I imagined you totally cosmopolitan.
I'm a citizen of the world. That is, of the cosmos even, that is what that word means.
Wow, I love how my imagination just leaps and fills in things it thinks it knows.
Are you going to put me in my very favorite place to be? A neck?
Let me think about it. I put this dart in my neck. I put this dart in my neck.
Oh, look at the end, it's so shiny and long. Inside of a neck is where it belongs. Do not put me anywhere else. Oh, like on the ground or on a high shelf.
Do I put this dart in my neck?
Put this dart in your neck.
Well, that was significantly easier than I thought it was going to be.
I know, we gotta remember that they are
children. So suggestible.
Hey, what are you teens doing here? We're just, putting these kids into nap time?
What are you not teens doing here?
Yeah, what are you early grown's doing here? What do you guys run, a boot shop?
Yeah, We do. It's called Three Best Friends. It used to be called something else, but we changed the name to Three Best Friends.
Yeah, I think it might have been called Three Good Friends, and yes. Then we thought, no, we're better than good.
We're best friends. We've been friends for a long time. It's time to
Me,
take the
Shannon, you, Spencer, and you, Curtis, all yeah. three good friends who run a boot shop.
Yes, and we are now three best friends.
Sorry I was late. Parking was terrible outside of this kid's
pen. Hey, you drove, and we thank you for that.
And you didn't even ask for fuel coupons.
Huh.
Okay, well, we were just here because we thought maybe if we could, like, subdue these kids by the time they woke up, we could, like, talk to them. Well, that's why we're here. We taught one kid to swim, and now he's good. Okay. It's not a competition.
Oh. Wait. That's the kid we taught to swim.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He was the first person that I shot a dart into his neck.
Sorry, Lunchbox and I couldn't hear what they were saying. We didn't know that that kid was good.
It was just a kid. And for sort of like, you know, probability, they were all bad. Which I guess sounds bad when I say it out loud.
Oh my gosh.
He could have turned back. Don't beat yourself up.
Sure.
Lunchbox, we're learning so much today.
I know.
We're growing. We're growing.
You taught a kid to swim?
We were going to like punish them into being good. Huh. Yeah, we just kind of just reminded that kid to be a kid.
I mean, don't you guys remember what you did when you were kids? Yeah, I made a man put his arm in a scorpion. A hole.
I am also here.
Whoa. Did you win the pageant?
No, I didn't. You can only win once. There are no repeat winners.
Oh, I thought you could circle back and win again.
Yeah, I thought I heard specifically that you could, but that's okay.
But I guess that was just one man's audition song, not the rules.
That's right. Those weren't the rules. That was just that guy. I bet he won. He was very good. He held that note for a very long time.
Yeah.
Don't you want to compliment that man?
No, I'm good.
Weird.
Oh, that was the man that was standing in front of... Oh, you. You're here, too.
Yeah. Just so we're clear, two teens, a security guard at a mall who was Miss Golden Valley 2033.
And us, three best friends who run a boot shop. We're all here.
And then there are three children on the floor who are subdued with darts.
Yeah. And actually, outside, I see three adult billionaires in a limousine.
We were wondering when you would notice us, but honestly, we didn't want to just burst in.
But honestly, well done. You see, we, the three wealthiest individuals on the planet, the person who owns all planes, the person that owns a concept of gold,
and the
person that owns a hedge fund labyrinth.
Ooh, that's an interesting punch-up.
Just a branding thought.
I love it. Well, we have to come clean. We've had our fun, but the truth is, the last 30 years have been a social experiment that we were all running bets on.
And you may think, cruel, what a cruel and detached thing to do. The people that did this must be cruel and detached from sort of the hard work of the everyday man. To that I say, I don't relate to what you just said.
And also, do not get us wrong. We are kind and good billionaires.
We're kind and good billionaires who only do right, and you can tell because of how much money we have.
We have so much money, and we want to do something good with it now that we see that, well, the man who owns all the planes, he won the bet.
Yes.
It turned out horribly.
Turned out bad.
But I thought it would be medium. You thought it would be good. He thought it would be bad.
Yes.
He's right.
It was bad.
It was bad, but we have good news.
We're going to give everybody here one gas coupon.
Aren't we so generous?
Aren't we so kind?
Aren't we so nice?
Doesn't it just blow your mind?
Aren't we so thoughtful?
Aren't we so cute and sweet?
And when you hear us tell jokes, aren't we such a hoot?
Can do no wrong.
can do.
Hold on. You...
No.
You have something fancy in your neck. Give it to me. Give it to me. What's this fancy thing you put?
Rich
How was it?
Rich people...
I can't understand you. How
rich
was it?
Rich people can do no wrong.
Rich people can do...
Put me in your neck now.
Well, someone else has done it. I certainly don't want to be someone that hasn't gotten to do something that another rich person did. I will put this in my neck. Thank you very much, my cosmopolitan
Oh, no. I guess it's all up to me now.
Whoa, you're like the only rich person that hasn't put that dart in your neck. That's pretty sad.
These kids are still asleep. It's just us teens. This... Not us teens. I'm an adult.
Yeah, man, you're a billionaire who owns all the planes.
All planes,
yeah.
You're not going to trick us into thinking you're a teen, but I'm starting to think you're a less cool billionaire because you didn't put a dart in your neck.
All the cool billionaires are putting darts in their neck.
Like, those two billionaires, one of them has the concept of gold and the other one has a labyrinth. I mean, you just have planes. I've been on a plane.
Yeah. Planes are like old technology.
Old what? Tech.
Oh, yeah.
I have all the planes.
The only way you could prove me wrong is if you put that dart in your neck.
Give me that dart.
Whoa. It's almost like very, very rich people are a lot like children.
Hey, Lunchbox?
Yeah?
It's like...
Yeah, Backpack?
I believe that those childish billionaires... They had the present, and they had almost all the past.
Yeah.
Basically all of it.
We need to take at least some part of time from them.
Take a deep breath, and take this now. Take a deep breath, and take your now. Take a deep breath,
when all is done, now is forever. Everyone.
It doesn't have to be for teens. It can be for three best friends.
Yeah.
And we can figure out how this power structure eventually ends. But for now, while those six monsters are sleeping on the sand, let's all come together and try to understand. While we take a deep breath, take a deep breath, and take our nap. Take a deep breath, and take our now. Take a deep breath,
when all's said and done, now is for everyone. And hey, you, Miss Golden Valley 2033.
Yes?
You have so much to teach my best friend here, Backpack and me.
Well, come and meet me at the mall, cause I gotta get back to work.
Okay.
I don't make enough money to take a break this long.
Hold on, let's go through these billionaires' pants and see if they have credits and we can change this dance.
Here you go.
Okay.
Do you want, here's like a...
Whoa, these three people have literally 98% of the world's gross wealth.
In their pockets.
That's
so
wild.
Weird.
So weird.
Totally irresponsible. So why don't you take a deep breath, take a deep breath, and take your now. Take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
Take this cash and wow.
Take a deep breath, take a deep breath. Someday, but for now, we'll take our nap. Thank you so much, DCM21. Give it up for Scott Passarello on the keys. Show happen again. a podcast. If you like it, you can listen to it. Thank you so much. Have a happy DCM.
And remember, a lot of wealth is inherently evil.